want to talk about appointments. Appointments. Talk about appointments. We know when we want to see the doctor, you make an appointment. When you want to have your car serviced, you make an appointment. When you want to get your hair or nails done, you make an appointment. I have to pay extra when they look for mine. When you want a plumber or a painter or the furnace guy to come and service something at your home, you make an appointment. When an appliance is going to be delivered, you make an appointment. You set a time, you wait, there's a date, a window to arrive, and then you wait your turn. And of course, you have to remember to take your checkbook to pay for the appointment. So we know how to make appointments, how to be ready when appointments come. But let us think about this. If we could make an appointment to go through the golden gates of heaven, what would we do to be ready? If we could know the day or the time, what would we do to get ready to go through the golden gates of heaven? Get out our good deeds spreadsheet and have it in our hand? Would we go to confession? Would we be in a state of grace? Would we make peace in our relationships? Would we sell our possessions and serve the poor? If you listen to the first reading from Daniel, we are told, "The wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the sky, and those who lead the many to justice will be like the stars forever." So let us ask ourselves, if we want to be ready when we are called to our appointment in heaven, what do we have to do? Are we wise enough to follow the light of Christ, to strive to live a life which shines in holiness, to seek the ways of equality and justice, to serve the ways of peace and compassion? Remember the words from the book of Hebrews in the second reading. We are being reminded that Jesus sacrificed his life. He died to forgive our sins. He rose on the third day. Why? Open for us the gates of heaven. And so let us remember, this is the good news. Heaven is open for us. But the question is, are we ready for our appointment to eternal life? Are we ready for the call to life eternal? Jesus clearly reminds us at the end of the gospel, the day or the hour no one knows, neither the angels nor the Son. Only the Father knows. This is why we all know this. We don't know the day or the hour when the Lord will call us. We do not know when our appointment with God for eternal life will be made. So the question is, are we ready? And how do we get ourselves ready? Do we make sure our sins are forgiven? Do we make sure we're filled with grace? Do we have our good deeds worksheet in hand? Would our mass attendance report card be filled? Reality is we don't know the day or the hour, so we strive to be ready. We have an attitude of gratitude. We pray in thanksgiving for Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. And we remind ourselves to be holy people who listen to the words of Jesus, who take them to heart, who lives them in love. Today we come to receive Jesus in the Eucharist so that we can live and love. Today we pray that when the Lord calls for us to make our appointment with heaven, may our hearts, our souls, and our spirits be ready. Amen.